We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
She is the CBS Television News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money, the podcast and radio show, and also author of a red-hot selling book, The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. She is Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
Did you forget one thing from my bio?
A member of Islander Nation?
That's exactly right.
Congrats on that sweep over Pittsburgh.
Thank you, man.
Man, okay. That was unbelievable.
On to the next.
Okay, the next thing is college. Is it worth it?
Yeah, it's totally worth it. People make more money over the course of their careers if they have college degrees. So not even any contest on that. Mm-hmm. $900,000 more for men. That's the difference between someone with a college degree and someone who has a high school degree. And for women, it's $630,000 over their lifetime. So, you know, big numbers here. However, and here's the big however, we are also concerned that people are assuming so much college debt. And right now, $1.5 trillion of outstanding student loans floating out there, not just for kids. It's their parents. It's their grandparents. Do you know the fastest growing segment of student loan borrowers is people over the age of 60? Yowza.
Man, that's a tough time to be borrowing for that.
Yes, and I'm concerned that, you know, I get a lot of people who call up from the radio show and they'll say, well, you know, I'm just going to help my kid out, you know, for college. And, mm-hmm. and I think that's laudable. It's great. But what they'll say is that, you know, I'm just going to stop contributing to my 401k for the 4 years of kids in school. And, you know, this is important that we don't forego our retirement for education. Remember, parents, if you don't make your retirement numbers, you can't count on an employer keeping you on the payroll for the next 5 years after that. You also have to know that if you just don't make it, the burden is going to fall to your kids. So we really need you to lock down that retirement first.
Well, and then this reward package these kids are getting now, talk about confusion from the colleges and universities. They don't make it easier for anybody.
Yeah, the real issue is that in the United States, there's no uniform standard that requires colleges and universities to report the information in the same way, right? So you get one letter that might say grants, loans, scholarship aid, and it all comes in one category and it's in paragraph form and it's very difficult to decipher. And you might get another university that calls these things different items and they throw in work study in that paragraph and they talk about indirect and direct. And guess what? If it's the first time anyone in your family has gone to college, it is awfully hard to figure out what's a loan, what's free money? How much is my kid going to have to work? And that's what we're really hoping for from these colleges and universities. They kind of get on the same page and at least give families a fighting chance to compare apples to apples.
Well, it's academia. You would hope that happens. What about indirect costs, though? Because that's another part that gets confusing.
It does. I mean, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. There's so many people who must be listening to this saying, oh, yeah, I've been through that before. You know, the indirect costs, it makes it sound like it's not a cost. It's a cost. I mean, your kid needs to buy books if your kid's going to attend the university. That's lumped in under indirect costs. Your kid may need to travel from wherever you live to that university. That's a real cost. And some of those costs are not covered in these loan packages. So what does this really mean? It means you get the letters. They're in your hands right now. You've got another week and a half or so before the final decision is made. If you're confused at all, call the university up. You just want to say to them, hey, what's the loan? What's the grant? What's the free money? And for that loan, what's the interest rate on that loan? What's the term of that loan? Where can I figure out what my future payment will be of that loan? None of that information is in that letter, and that seems crazy to me.
Hey, on a different subject, by the way, go to JillandMoney.com and you get a chance to make sure you always check her blog. I wanted to ask you about the story that could happen today where officials of the Trump administration are kind of allegedly going to tell five nations, Jill, so Japan, South Korea, Turkey, that they'll no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue to import oil from Iran. Does that mean we're going to have a shocking day in the oil markets?
Well, we've already had a shocking rise in the oil markets. You may not have realized it, but last year we had oil fall down in that last quarter of last year. And this year, U.S. crude oil is up 44% this year alone. Now, this is all coming from these sanctions from it, when we pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. And in that deal, right after that, we had waivers that were extended to 8 countries to give them more time to gradually reduce their purchases from Iran, right, of oil. Well, now, as you say, 5 of those countries are going to be in big trouble. They got to figure out where they're going to buy the oil from, if not from Iran. And it looks like, again, the deadline for renewing those waivers, it was set to fall on May 2nd. And now it appears that the administration's not going to renew them. We are seeing oil prices the highest they have been since November of 2018. Just in time for that spring and summer driving season. Boy, don't we always pay the price, huh?
I just look at here in the Twin Cities, Jill. A year ago, we were paying $252. Today, we're at $275. And even a month ago, we were $256.
I know. It's rough. I guess the only good news is that if wages are up, that's good because we're going to have a little extra money in our paychecks to really pay for that increased cost of energy consumption. So, I mean, look, it's not like there's anything you as an individual can do about that except drive less. But for a lot of folks, that's not an option if you're commuting to work. Me, I'm going to have to get on my, you know, be hoofing it around New York City. No more cabs.
There you go. Hey, you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you on CBS TV. And listening right here on the radio course, as always, thank you.
Take care.
She is Jill Schlesinger, Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist, by the way, our business specialist on CCO, where we check traffic and weather up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.